that we are assembled here at this sacred place, Kanchipuram. It's already been explained to you what is the significance of this holy place. We should, when we go to a holy place, we should hear about its glories. That's called the Tirtha Mahatmyam. And according to our development in spiritual consciousness, that much we can appreciate what is the value of a holy place. As you know, the Lord, the Paramal here, is known as Vadiraja. Sorry, Varadaraja. Vadirajas. So people come here for varam, for getting some benediction. According to our development in consciousness, we will ask for a particular kind of varam or benediction. The Lord is pleased to give benedictions to those who request them. But what is that benediction that we should request from Him? On His hand is the varam. It's written the benediction that He wants to give to all jivas, which is known in the Vaishnav Sampradaya here as the Charam Shlok of Bhagavad Gita, in which the Lord states that giving up all other kind of dharmas, you take full shelter in me and I will deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. Ma shuchaha. This material world is the place of fear. But the Lord is standing in Abhay Mudram. Do not fear. You saw this? Abhay Mudram. Don't be afraid. He will protect. So this is the best benediction that the Lord can give. Many people come to Him for material benedictions. But those who are actually intelligent, they do not ask for any material benediction. When the Lord appeared as Nrisimhadev, after killing Hiranyakashipu, He asked Prahlad, that Bhakta Prahlad, then what do you want from me? I shall give you some benediction. What do you want from me? And Bhakta Prahlad became a little angry with the Lord. Nrisimhadev is famous for being very angry. Ramla Kopam. Too much angry. So he was so angry that even Lakshmi was afraid to go before him. Even Brahma and all the devas, they were afraid to go before him. So they pushed Prahlad, you go and cool him down. Because he was so angry, even after killing Hiranyakashipu, he didn't cool down very quickly. Who has been to Simhachalam in the north of Andhra Pradesh? Who's been there? No, Hobalam is in the south. Simhachalam is the temple of Lakshmi Varaha Narasimha Swami. In that new book I made, there's a description of Simhachalam. So there, the Lord Narasimha Swami is so hot that they keep him under Chandan 364 days a year. And only on the Akshaya Tritiya, which just when they only on that one day, they break the Chandan, everyone can have darshan, and then again they put Chandan for one more year. So it actually looks like a big Shiva Lingam, but underneath is the form of the Lord. So anyway, the point is that the Lord is, Nrisimhadev is famous for being transcendentally angry. Divya Kopam. So, and he cooled down a bit and he said, all right, Prahlad, now what do you want from me? I'll give you some varam, some benediction. And Prahlad became angry with him. That I didn't worship you for some, out of some business that you, I'll call you and you have to give me something. The Lord is giving benedictions because we have some desire, isn't it? But Prahlad said to Nrisimhadev that idasyasi me kamang varang chavaridhar shabha. Kamanam hridya sangroham bhavatas tu vrineva varam. He said that if you want to give me some varam means you shall fill all the desires, but he said, you remove all the desires from my heart. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught this also. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam va jagadisha kamaye. Mama janmani janmanishware bhavatad bhakti rahaitu ki twahi. So many people are coming here and praying to the Lord, but we should pray to Him for the benediction that may all our material desires be removed so that we can serve Him in the best possible manner. The Lord here has a very sweet, smiling face, so we can pray for the benediction that may this sweet, smiling face of the Lord ever be present in my consciousness. May I always remember this beautiful form of the Lord. As Prahlad Maharaj said, our only desire is to be the dasa of the Lord, to be His servant. So, another word for dasa that's very popular among the Tamil Vaishnavas is kinkaram. 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 So kinkaram means personal servant, to do some personal service for the Lord. They very kindly gave us the opportunity to fan Lakshmi Devi, Sri. This is called kainkarya, personal service. So the Lord is so kind that He gives us the chance to personally serve Him. There are unlimited jivas. But the Lord is so kind, He gives us every single jiva the opportunity to personally serve Him. When we first came, because the priests will offer some benediction on behalf of the Lord by saying some prayers. So they will ask, what is our gotram? So some of us are in gotra, some of us are not, especially those from the Western countries. We're not in any gotra. We're in, chandala. There's not any gotra. But we are all achyuta gotra. That means that we stopped thinking that we're in any material gotra. Gotra means family line or dynasties. So everyone identifies with their material situation. But when one identifies that I am the servant of Krishna, then he is accepted into the achyuta gotra. Now from the materialistic consideration, the achyuta gotram, that is considered, well, that's for very low class people who don't have any gotra, and they just say, well, we're achyuta gotra. But actually this achyuta gotra, that is beyond all mundane gotras. Who's in which gotra? Which body is your gotra in?
Who can say?
Someone like to say?
Huh?
Gautam gotra. Gautam is very famous one. Agastya, Vishwamitra,
Bringi Maharishi.
Bringi Maharishi. Then there's what's the name of that one who's giving? Apastamba. So there are various gotras. But these are all chuta gotra. That means your chuta means that which gets broken. So one may be in a very good gotra in this life, but if he doesn't come to the achyuta gotra, then he'll fall down into some other species of life. So achyuta means he who never falls down, who is never subject to maya, who is not subject to the three modes of material nature, sattva, raja, tama. So actually the position of a Vaishnav is above all others, because that is a completely spiritual position. Now that doesn't mean that someone should think, now I've taken Vaishnav Diksha and now I think I'm better than everyone and become very proud. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught that Vaishnav's principal symptom is his humility. Junadapi sunichena tararapi sahishnuna amanina amanadena kirtaniya sadana. We cannot be servants of the Lord unless we are humble. The mentality of a of an asura described in Bhagavad Gita is to be very proud. Which word did you use?
Garva.
Garva. Garva. Yeah. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Dambho, Darpo, Vimanascha, Krodha, Parusham, Evacha, Ajnana Chabhijatasya, Parta, Sampadam, Asuri. So he uses these words, Dambha. This has a Tamil equivalent. That word is there, but not used much. Dambha, Darpa, Abhiman. So these are words which means pride, arrogance, and Abhimanam, that's the... Krodha, Parusha means harsh speech. Then Ajnana Chabhijatasya, the asuric pravritti is ignorant. He may be a PhD or an MSc or something like this, but he doesn't know his relationship with Krishna. Therefore, he's an ignorant fool. So, a devotee is not proud, but actually a devotee's position is better than that of any person because he's in the shelter of Achyuta Sharan. There are so many religions being preached all over the world. But this Shuddha Vaishnava Dharma, you want to relax for a bit? This Shuddha Vaishnava Dharma, that is the only transcendental religious process. All religions, they're all for getting some materialistic varam or benediction. We see that there are many Christian organizations preaching nowadays. And they say, you come and pray and you see, you'll pass your exam. Or you come and join our church and we'll give you one chicken every Sunday. Or anyway, if you become a Christian, then you have facilities from the government. So by mundane vara, they're trying to catch people. And in so-called Hinduism also. People, they go to these so-called gurus and self-made bhagavans for what I can get for my material sense gratification. But this so-called religion is all based on a serious mistake. It's based on the concept that we should be happy in this material world. And that Bhagavan or God, his duty is to supply our sense gratification. They have the idea we shall go to heaven and God will make facilities for us to enjoy there. Maybe free chicken 7 days a week or something like that. But transcendental religion means to understand that we are not supposed to try to engage him in our service, but we are supposed to be surrendered servants for his pleasure only. That we serve him because he is so glorious, he is so beautiful, he is so kind. And the real servant does not ask anything from Bhagavan. He only asks for the benediction to be engaged in his service and in the service of his devotees. Bhagavan is always happy. He doesn't require our service, but he very kindly gives us the opportunity to engage in his service so that we can become happy by serving him. It is natural for us to desire to be happy because mamayavangsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatanaha. We are of the same nature of the Lord who is always happy. But the idea that we shall be happy without surrendering to him, without engaging in his service only for his pleasure, this is called maya. So the atheists, those who deny the existence of Bhagavan, they are in maya. And those who say that the Brahman is nirgun, niraka, they're also in maya, because it's not correct. Those who say that Param Brahma has no form, no shape, no color, no personality, they're also in Maya. And those who worship the Lord for material benedictions, that give me a new car, nice house, more money, American visa, and all this kind of thing, they're also in Maya. Now, that's not as bad a position as those who deny the Supreme Lord or who deny His personality. But that is not the transcendental position. That is not very pleasing to the Lord. What is very pleasing to Him is if we simply desire to serve Him for His pleasure. And unless we desire to serve Him for His pleasure, then we are likely to, in the name of serving Bhagawan, we will invent many strange philosophies. Now, previously, these great holy places were not simply places of archan, but they were also great centers of Vedic study. In fact, this Varigalai, Tengalai, here is the capital of the Varigalai, you could say. So there's some difference, but that is a philosophical difference. So previously there were so many great scholars of Shastra, because they considered it important that we should understand who is the Lord as much as He gives us intelligence to understand Him. And we should understand why we should serve Him, in which mood we should serve Him, what is satisfying to Him. All these points have to be understood very clearly. Otherwise, if we don't understand what He wants and how to serve Him, we may do some disservice. Just like if you come here in the winter, you may think, let me serve my master, I will give him... He may ask for hot water in the winter. You will give some hot water for a bath. So if you come in this season, you think, oh, 6 months ago, he asked for hot water bath. Okay, give him hot water again in this season. That is foolishness. So we have to understand He is the Supreme Person. He desires to be served in very particular ways. Now, unless we understand all these points very clearly, then we will become subjected to be misled by some sentimentalism and foolishness. And it's with great sorrow that I see that many persons coming in very great families who have been worshipping the Lord in the line of Sri Ramanuja Acharya, that many are now, they're worshipping the Sai Baba or some Kalki avatar or some nonsense thing. So we can understand this because there's the shiksha or the proper instruction, that parampara, that's not going on in the way that it used to go on. It's not to blame. We have the greatest respect for these great persons who generation after generation they're serving the Lord. But we should take a lesson that we should serve the Lord and also hear and study the scriptures that have been given by Him to help us understand Him. I'd like to say many more things, but I can see you're all very tired. So anyway, I can ask for this benediction, and you can also pray that you please ask the Lord to bless me that I may engage in the service of Srila Prabhupada and go on speaking these things for many more years. But just now, seeing that you're all quite tired after a long day, we'll finish here and you please go and take rest. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. One thing is, you might also, we're visiting many temples.
One vishayam, nama pala koyilukku poyindirukkom pa.
But it's a good, you can't give, you know, big donation in every temple, but it's nice to give some little something, even if it's, you know, 1 or 2 rupees or something on a plate. Those who are grihasthas earning money.
நம்ம பல கோயில்களுக்கு போயிட்டு இருக்கோம். எல்லா கோயில்களையும் உங்களால் பெரிய அளவில் நன்கொடை கொடுக்க முடியாட்டி கூட உங்களால முடிஞ்ச நன்கொடைய நீங்க அங்க தட்டுல நீங்க கொடுத்தீங்க அப்படின்னா அது உதவியா இருக்கும் நான் சொல்றோம். யாரெல்லாம் கிரகத்துல பணம் சம்பாதிக்கிறீங்களோ அவங்களாம் இதுல ஈடுபடணும்.
ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. எனி க்வெஸ்சன்?
ஏதாவது கேள்விகள் இருந்தா?
No, no question. You're all fully convinced.
நீங்க எல்லாரும் முழுக்க முழுக்க ஏத்துக்கிறீங்க.
So what should we ask from the Lord? Now you've come here, he's ready to give.
இப்ப நீங்க எல்லாரும் இங்க வந்துட்டீங்க, அவர் உங்களுக்கு வரம் கொடுக்கிறது தயாரா இருக்கார். நீங்க என்ன கேட்க போறீங்க?
To engage in his service.
அவருடைய கைங்கர சேவையில எப்போ நம்ம ஈடுபடணும்.
In ISKCON.
Always engage in Krishna
service. Smartavya satatam Vishnu. Never forget Krishna. Always think of Krishna.
எப்பவுமே கிருஷ்ணரை நினைச்சிருக்கணும், கிருஷ்ணரை எப்பவுமே
மறக்கக்கூடாது. மத்யாஜி மாம் நமஸ்குரு மாமை வைஷசி சத்யம் தே பிரதிஜானே பிரயோசனே.
எப்பவுமே என்னையே நினைச்சுன்ற என்னுடைய பக்தனாகு, என்னுடைய உன்னுடைய நமஸ்காரங்களை எனக்கே தெரிவிப்பாக. இவ்வாறு நீ செஞ்ச அப்படின்னா நீ என்னையே வந்தடைவாய்.
கிருஷ்ணார்த்தே அகில சேஷ்டா. Everything, all our endeavors should be for the satisfaction of Krishna.
நம்மளுடைய எல்லா முயற்சிகளும் கிருஷ்ணரை திருப்திப்படுத்துறதுக்காகத்தான் இருக்கும்.
So we can pray like this.
நம்ம இந்த மாதிரி பிரார்த்தனைகளை முன்வைக்கணும்.
ஹரே கிருஷ்ண.
ஹரே கிருஷ்ண.
So we offer our respects to the holy priests whose for generation after generation their families are engaged in the service of the Lord.
இங்கே பரம்பரை பரம்பரையா தலைமுறை தலைமுறையா பகவானுடைய கைங்கரியத்தில் ஈடுபட்டிருக்கக்கூடிய பூஜாரிகள் அனைவருக்கும் நம்ம நம்மளுடைய மரியாதைக்குள்ள அந்த வணக்கங்களை தெரிவிக்கிறோம்.
So they're very nicely welcomed us here.
அவங்க இங்கே ரொம்ப நல்ல விதமா நம்மள வரவேற்றிருக்கிறாங்க.
So we beg for they're engaged in the service of the Lord who is giving benediction, so we can ask them for their benediction that they can bless us with Krishna bhakti.
வரங்களை கொடுக்கக்கூடிய வரவராஜருடைய சேவையில் அவங்க ஈடுபட்டிருக்கிறதுனால அவங்க கிட்டே நம்ம கேட்டு அவங்க பகவானுடைய சேவையில் நம்மளே ஈடுபடுத்த சொல்லி அவங்க கிட்டே நம்ம கேட்டுக்கலாம்.
ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா.